This is DSG Herald News. Global tensions are rising as world leaders confront wars, nuclear threats, trade disputes, and growing political uncertainty across major powers. Across Africa, governments face mounting pressure over democracy, security, media freedom, and leadership transitions as regional instability reshapes the continent's political landscape. In Nigeria, new policies and education, oil revenue, security, and youth welfare are driving national debate while political alignments ahead of 2027 continue to intensify. The full story. US President Donald Trump is preparing for a crucial diplomatic visit to China as tensions between Washington and Beijing remain high over trade, technology, and regional security. Trump is expected to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing later this week. Officials say the discussion will focus on tariff, Taiwan, artificial intelligence, rare earth minerals, and energy cooperation. Several top American executives are also expected to join the delegation. They include Tesla CEO Elon Musk, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Boeing CEO Kelly Orbit. Sources close to the talks say both countries are exploring new agreements involving agriculture, aircraft purchases, and expanded trade cooperation. Trump has also confirmed he plans to raise the detention case of Hong Kong media businessman Jimmy Lai and Pastor Jean Mengri during the summit. The meeting comes after months of economic tensions and growing political rivalry between the world's two largest economies. North Korea has revised its nuclear policy to allow automatic retaliation if leader Kim Jong-un is assassinated or the country's command structure comes under attack. According to international reports, the constitutional change was approved during a session of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly in Pyongyang. South Korea's National Intelligence Service says the revised doctrine now authorizes an immediate nuclear strike if the leadership system is threatened. Analysts say the move significantly increases fears of accidental escalation in East Asia. The announcement follows growing military tensions involving the United States, South Korea, and Japan. Kim Jong-un has continued expanding North Korea's nuclear arsenal while maintaining a confrontational position towards Western allies. Security experts warn the new policy may deepen instability across the Korean Peninsula and further complicate regional diplomacy. Trump wants ceasefire is on life support. The fragile ceasefire involving Iran is facing renewed pressure after US President Donald Trump warned that the agreement is now on life support. Trump made the remark during a White House briefing after rejecting Tehran's latest peace proposal. The US president described Iran's response as unacceptable and warned that tensions around the Strait of Hormuz continue to threaten global stability. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says military operations against Iran-linked targets will continue until nuclear threats are neutralized. Recent naval confrontations and drone interceptions in the Gulf have intensified fears of wider regional conflict. Russia and China have criticized recent U.S. military actions, while mediators, including Oman and Pakistan continue diplomatic efforts. Analyst says prolonged instability could push global fuel prices higher and place additional economic pressure on energy importing nations across Africa and Asia. Israel and Hezbollah exchange deadly new attacks. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah is intensifying despite ongoing ceasefire efforts backed by the United States. Israeli forces reportedly launched more than 50 airstrikes across southern Lebanon within 24 hours. Lebanese officials say at least 39 people were killed, including children and paramedics. Hezbollah also confirmed multiple drone and rocket attacks targeting Israeli military positions near the border. The Israeli military says one soldier died during combat operations. The latest violence comes as diplomatic negotiations continue in Washington involving Lebanese and Israeli representatives. Humanitarian agencies warn the conflict is worsening civilian suffering across Lebanon, where thousands have reportedly been displaced since renewed clashes began earlier this year. Thailand releases former Prime Minister Thaksin. Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra has been released from prison on parole after serving part of reduced sentence tied to corruption convictions. The 76-year-old politician walked free from Bangkok's Khlong Prem prison on Monday. Supporters gathered outside a facility to celebrate his release. Thaksin returned to Thailand in 2023 after 15 years in self-imposed exile following the military coup that removed him from office in 2006. Political observer says this release could reshape Thailand's political future and strengthen the influence of the PU, Thai party linked to his allies. The development also revives long-standing divisions between Thailand's political establishment and supporters of Shinawatra family. Analysts expect renewed debate over the future direction of Thai democracy and elite political influence. And now to Africa. Uganda leadership debate intensifies after Museveni swearing in. Uganda President Yoweri Museveni has been sworn in for another time after nearly four decades in power. The 81-year-old leader took the oath of office during a military-backed ceremony in Kampala, featuring fighter jets, display, and large security parades. Attention is now shifting towards his son, General Muhoozi Kainerugaba, who currently serves as Army Chief. Political analyst says Kainerugaba is widely viewed as Museveni's likely successor. Opposition groups, including Bobby Wine's National Unity Platform, continue criticizing restrictions on dissent and growing military influence in politics. The development has triggered renewed debate over democracy and fear of political dynasty in Uganda. Critics warn that that uncertainty surrounding succession could shape the country's political future ahead of the next election cycle. U.S. expands counter-terrorism focus on Africa. The United States has identified Nigeria and Lake Chad Basin as major fronts in its 2026 global counter-terrorism strategy. According to the strategy document, extremist groups linked to ISIS are expanding operations across West Africa and Sahel, Mozambique, Sudan, and Somalia. Washington says terrorists are exploiting weak governance and ungoverned territories across several African regions. The U.S. pledged continued intelligence sharing and security cooperation with African governments while maintaining what it called a light military footprint on the continent. Nigeria remains central to regional security operations because of persistent Boko Haram and ISWAP threats around Lake Chad Basin. Security analysts say the renewed focus highlights growing international concern over extremist expansion in Africa after ISIS loses in Iraq and Syria. The strategy could lead to deeper military coordination between African governments and Western allies. Niger suspends major French media outlets. Niger's military government has suspended 9 French media organizations in a move attracting strong international criticism. Authorities in Niamey accused the affected outlets of spreading content capable of threatening public order and national stability. The suspension affected French 24, Radio France International, AFP, TV5, Mode, TV1, Info, and Jeune Afrique. The restrictions apply to satellite broadcasts, websites, mobile applications, and digital platforms. Reporters Without Borders condemned the decision and warned of growing pressure on independent journalism across the Sahel. Relations between Niger and France have sharply deteriorated since the 2023 coup that removed President Mohamed Bazoum from power. The military-led government has since moved closer to Russia while distancing itself from Western allies. Observer says the crackdown reflects a wider regional trend involving tighter state control over information and dissent. South Africa court revives Ramaphosa's impeachment case. South Africa's Constitutional Court has reopened an impeachment inquiry involving President Cyril Ramaphosa and the long-running Farmgate scandal. The court ruled that the parliament acted unconstitutionally when it blocked impeachment proceedings in 2022. The matter has now been referred back to an impeachment committee for further review. The controversy began after former intelligence chief Arthur Fraser accused Ramaphosa of covering up the theft of foreign currency from his private firm. Ramaphosa denies wrongdoing and insists the money came from buffalo sales. The ruling increases political pressure on the governing African National Congress, which lost its parliamentary majority during the 2024 elections. Analysts say the renewed inquiry could further weaken confidence in South Africa's political leadership ahead of future coalition negotiations. Chad jails opposition leaders amid democracy concerns. Chad's government is facing growing criticism after a court sentenced 8 opposition figures to 8 years in prison. Authorities also dissolved the GCAP opposition coalition. The politicians were arrested in N'Djamena ahead of planned protest march, banned by the government. They were accused of rebellion, criminal assassination, and illegal possession of weapons. The coalition has strongly opposed President Hamat Idriss Deby's election victory and criticized constitutional reforms allowing unlimited presidential terms. Human rights organizations say the latest action raises serious concerns about democratic freedom and political space in Chad. Opposition parties warn the crackdown could deepen tensions and increase instability across the country. Nigeria introduces mandatory drug tests in schools. Nigeria's federal government has introduced compulsory drug testing for secondary school students nationwide. Under the new policy, newly admitted students will undergo mandatory screening during admission. Schools will also conduct periodic and surprise drug tests for both new and returning students. Authorities say students who test positive will first receive counseling and treatment. Repeat offenders may later face professional rehabilitation or temporary suspension after multiple failed interventions. The government says the policy aimed to address rising substance abuse among adolescents and improve school safety. Schools are also required to establish disciplinary committee and partner with approved healthcare facilities during implementation. Education experts say the measure reflects growing concern over the impact of drug abuse on learning and mental health across Nigerian schools. The Joint Admissions and Matriculation Board has retained 150 as minimum university admission score for the 2026 admission session. The decision followed JAMB's policy meeting in Abuja involving vice chancellors and education stakeholders. The board also approved 150 as the benchmark for nursing colleges. While polytechnics and colleges of education may admit candidates from 100 marks upward, Education Minister Tunji Alausa confirmed that the minimum admission age remains 16 years. He also warned that admissions conducted outside JAMB's Central Admissions Processing System, known as CAPS, will be considered illegal. Though the national benchmark remains 150, universities may still set higher requirements for competitive programs. The decision affects millions of candidates preparing for admission across Nigeria. Tinubu oil revenue order raises federal remittance. President Bola Tinubu's Executive Order 9 is beginning to reshape Nigeria's oil revenue system. Fresh disclosures at Federation Account Allocation Committee meetings show increased remittances from the Nigerian National Petroleum Company Limited and the Nigerian Upstream Petroleum Regulatory Commission. Documents reveal that more than 322 billion naira, $116.9 billion, were transferred into the Federation account within 2 months. The policy signed in February 2026 mandates the full transfer of crude oil and gas revenues into the national account. The federal government says the order aims to improve transparency, reduce leakages, and strengthen revenue management. The World Bank has also called for strict enforcement as Nigeria seeks to stabilize public finances. Economic analysts say the directive could significantly improve federal and state revenue flows if implementation remains consistent. African Development Bank approves major funding for Nigerian women businesses. The African Development Bank has approved a $61 million financing package to support women-led businesses in Nigeria. The funding will be managed through the Development Bank of Nigeria, according to AFDB. The package includes a $50 million credit line, an $8 million concessional facility, and a $3 million grant. More than 95% of the financing targets women-owned small businesses operating in agriculture, healthcare, and clean energy sector. The initiative falls under the bank's Affirmative Finance Action for Women in Africa program. Official says the goal is to improve access to affordable loans and strengthen inclusive economic growth. Business expert says the intervention could help expand female entrepreneurship and improve SME financing across Nigeria's struggling economy. Opposition realignment reshapes Nigeria's 2027 politics. Nigeria's opposition landscape is shifting ahead of the 2027 general election after the Nigeria Democratic Congress zoned its presidential ticket to southern Nigeria. The announcement came during the party's national convention in Abuja. The NDC also proposed that its 2031 presidential ticket should return to northern Nigeria under a rotational arrangement. The development follows recent political realignments involving Peter Obi and Rabi Okwankwaso, who both joined the party. At least 17 lawmakers in the House of Representatives have also defected from the African Democratic Congress to the NDC. Political analysts said the changes could reshape opposition alliances and influence national power calculations ahead of the next election cycle. The move is already fueling debate over regional balance and coalition politics in Nigeria. Kogi University sanctions spark national debate. Disciplinary actions at Confluence University of Science and Technology in Kogi State are generating nationwide reactions over students' conduct and campus regulation. The university expelled four students and rusticated another following the allegations involving cyber misconduct, assault, and conduct related to violations. Two female students were expelled over alleged same-sex conduct. Another student faced sanctions after an alleged stabbing incident. A physiotherapy student was also expelled for allegedly cloning and circulating private photographs of female students without consent. University authorities say the decisions followed investigations by the Students' Disciplinary Committee and approval during the institution's Senate meeting held on April 29. Vice Chancellor Professor Abdul Rahman Salau says the institution remains committed to discipline and student safety. The case is already fueling wider debate over university policies, privacy rights, and student welfare in Nigeria. NEL Fund beneficiaries endorses Tinubu for 2027. Beneficiaries of Nigeria's student loan program in Anambra State have publicly endorsed President Bola Tinubu's possible second term ambition. The students donated more than 10 million naira towards Tinubu's 2027 expression of interest form during an event at Chukwuemeka Odumegwu-Ojukwu University in Ibariam. The chairman of the National Association of Nigerian Students Joint Campus Council in Anambra, Ifeanyichukwu Chukwuemeka, said the endorsement reflects the impact of the NEL Fund loan scheme on access to education. Students also praised Governor Chukwuma Soludo and businessman Obi Kubana for supporting youth empowerment initiatives. The endorsement highlights the growing political significance of youth focused welfare programs ahead of the next election cycle. Analyst says education financing may become a major campaign issue in 2027. Those are top stories shaping our world right now. from rising geopolitical tensions in Asia and Middle East to political transitions and security challenges across Africa and major policy shifts inside Nigeria. Today's headlines reflect a rapidly changing global landscape. At DSG Herald News, we remain committed to delivering verified, balanced, and impactful journalism across world affairs, African developments, and Nigerian national stories. Stay informed, stay ahead. Visit dsgradio.com for more breaking news, analysis, and daily bulletins across radio, digital, and social platforms. Follow DSG Herald News across all social media platforms. Real-time updates and exclusive reports. Thank you.